to talk about Jesus,
yeah.
Worship Jesus, sing about Jesus. Let's stand and do our scripture reading today, which is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, the New Living Translation. Good morning, Runner for Christ Ministries. On this special, special last day of July, but also this special Sunday, where we not only lift up Jesus, but lift up some of his favorite people before him. I'm talking about the little ones. All right, let's read this together. Colossians 1, 15 through 23. Reading.
Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created, and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on the earth. He made things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all, who rises from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by the means of Christ's blood on the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has blessed his word because he gave it. But it's only a blessing to us if we take heed, listen, and internalize it. Let us pray. Father, this morning we just come boldly to your throne saying thank you. Thank you for Jesus. For him being first in everything, the first to rise from the dead, but the first who loved us with the love that he would give his life for us. We come to exalt him today. We come to magnify him today. We come so we can hang out with you and Jesus and the Holy Spirit together as your family, as your children, so that you can not only bless us, Lord, but that you can speak to us, Lord. Lord, we bring to your throne those in need of prayer. We continue to lift up the Frierson family, Nita and her family, and Loretta and her family, and Deacon Eric right now, Lord, and our mothers. And we pray for government everywhere, Father, that those who know you will stand up and say so, that they will not just talk about you, but live for you in the places that you place them, Lord. And Lord, we do lift up especially our brother, Pastor Deacon John, former Deacon Jonathan Tate, as he brings the word today. Lord, you know what's happened to him this week. We ask you to gird him up, pour into him. Lord, and sometimes when we've been crushed, we know that the reed that is crushed releases a sweet-smelling savor to you. So use him today. And Lord, we do thank you for each of these lives that we are going to dedicate ourselves to helping know you today. We love you because you first loved us, and we're just here to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How we fight? How do we fight? We fight by ourselves?
No.
This is how I fight my battle.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm
The one who surrounds us is way greater. The Bible says he's seated far above all rulers, all principalities, all, whether you see him or not, he's still greater. And because he's still greater, that means he's able. Don't you want to see him do something else in your life? I mean, he saved us from our sins, but there's so much more he wants to do. Do you want to see him? Keep living, but keep looking to him and looking for him in every circumstance. I've seen darkness shattered by light. I've seen joy break after the night. I wanna see it again. I've seen tragedy. Stories of a man.
things are still to come. We remember all the great things you have done. We believe that greater things are still to come. Come, Lord, like a rushing wind, we are desperate for your presence. Revive us by your
still to come. I know it's hard because you be thinking about tomorrow, but y'all know a time is coming when all this gonna be made right. That's the reason why we come in this place, is to remind ourselves after we have been through everything that's gone wrong all week, that there is someone who is coming who is going to make all things new again. Give him praise. He's the light of the world. He's the one who exposes. He gives life and all that good stuff that we learned in Sunday school this morning. We got a little word change up because I like to do this. Same song, different verses. Jesus, the light of the world. So since it's July and it's 80-some degrees outside, instead of singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, all the saints are going to proclaim some stuff. Same song, just different verses. Rhythm's still the same. Don't let it trip you up. Just follow along. Get your church clap on. did good. Yes. Yes, Jesus, the light of the world. Y'all may be seated. Praise team, you're done. Thank you, praise team. Yeah, some of y'all, that's all right. Take a minute. Get your sweat under control. I'm going to have right Minister Reverend Dr. Jonathan come and right Minister Reverend Dr. Sarah come. And let us get in position while we do this special thing. Yep, right here, right smack dab in the middle of worship. And oh,
I turn this off too soon. Let me get back. So y'all know what we do.
People that are gonna be listening in are gonna be so jealous. Cause they miss this. It's time for us to do something that we're glad to do. We're not baptizing babies into the kingdom because they have to choose for themselves when they come to know. But what we're doing is we're really dedicating parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, extendeds, as well as ourselves to making sure that when the Holy Spirit moves on them, they know who Jesus is and they choose him for themselves. So at this time, we're going to call them in alphabetical order. We have Chandler Carter, Thomas Fagans Jr., Adrian McIver Shaw, Jedediah McIver Washington, and Lorenzo Williams. Will you come with your carriers and your parents and your grandparents, whoever, if you got a godparent, they can come on, fill it up. All right, position yourselves accordingly. I know half the church just got up right there. That's all right. Right at this time, we're going to have Mrs. Sarah's going to read a scripture for us all to listen.
Right, give it to her. All right, I'll be reading Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15 in the NLT version. The title is Jesus Blesses the Children. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left.
Jesus blessed the children and told them to come. And then it says, as the King James says, forbid them not. Don't stop them from coming to Jesus. Parents, God has blessed you. Children are an inheritance from the Lord. He has given you a gift and a responsibility. Grandparents, aunties, uncles, grandees, all of the above, to make sure that you live a life so that they'll come to know Jesus. Because y'all know how dangerous it is out here in these streets. Y'all know how horrible it is out here in this world. And a lot of it is because the village is not active. The village is showing them darkness, not light. So you are their primary village. So we ask you, parents, before these witnesses and before God, do you commit to raising and training up your child? That means according to the way that they grow. So if they like to cook, you help them cook. If they like to shoot hoop, you help them shoot hoop. Don't make them be little yous. You want them to be little Jesus. So as you are committing, all you have to do is say, if you commit to this, say you will. All right, congregation, We're the church. We're the body of Christ. We represent Jesus. Some of the biggest hurts have happened to people in church. That's not representing Jesus. What we're going to do is we're going to stand with them this day and commit. And if you stand, that means you are committing and dedicating yourself to making sure that these children, Chandler, Thomas, Adrian, Jedediah, Lorenzo, and all these other children see Jesus in you. If you agree with that, stand with us today. All right. Jonathan's going to pray for all these blessings that we have.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the gifts that you placed in these children. We thank you for the blessings that they are to their parents, to their grandparents, aunties, uncles, godparents, this congregation, their families, their communities. The greatness that you placed in them is already there. You did that before they were thought of. And we thank you for that. We pray right now, Lord, that we would do our part as raising these kids as a village in the fear and admonition of you, out of pure respect and love for you. Pray, Lord, that these kids will be highly successful in who you designed them to be, and that we will play our part in this mission to lead them to you so that they too will be the light of the world. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Snap your pictures. Y'all got your videos and pictures? Amen. You may be seated. Everybody, let's give him a hand. He's good. Y'all realize these four young men and that young lady are all under the age of one. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Come on, Alice, read that. Blow the dust off one, as they say. In honor of these babies today and all of the children today. Her heart is broken.
remember when we were children, and if not for those who loved us and who cared enough to show us, where would we be today? What about the children?
Don't just turn and walk away.
What about our children?
We heard our mom and our health today.
What about the children?
We were children.
And if not for those who loved us and who cared enough to show us, where would we be today?
Good morning. If you would allow me a second to get myself together. It's been a long week. Very, very long week. And I appreciate your prayers, text messages, encouragement. My father passed away. You guys know the journey with the book and all of that. We've just been really, just got cool in the early part of 21. And how I found out is I was calling and calling and calling, and I'm like, normally return my calls, stop by the house, nobody answered the door. So long story short, at the instruction of the Lord, I said, let me stop by the house one more time before I, you know, do some more extensive measures. And lady answered the door, and I didn't know who she was, and she said, who are you looking for? I said, I'm looking for my pops. I need to touch base with her. Who are you? I'm his son, Jonathan. So she didn't believe me, so I showed her a picture of me, him, and John in the living room. She said, baby, I'm so sorry he passed away a month ago. So that happened Tuesday. Wednesday, I get a text message from one of my friends in North Carolina saying, hey, I do remember this the date that your mom passed. So I'm like, Lord, please get me to church to get this out so I can chill. So the Lord took me, first and foremost, I thank God for who he is. You know, we can say it in church, we can say it on Blog Talk, we can say it on Facebook, but he's a healer, he's a provider, he's an instructor, he's a nurturer, he's a lover of his children. And I'm so thankful that he's my father, my elder brother, my comforter, my encourager, my advisor, my friend. So the Lord took me to 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 5 and then skipping down to 16. 1 Timothy 4, and this is out of the New Living Translation. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 and verse 16, reading. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. They will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the truth. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. For we know it is made acceptable by the word of God and prayer. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. At this time in this passage, and I have to thank Janice for the Bible Project, I watch cartoons. And I still do. I love animation since I was a kid. My favorite is Tom and Jerry. Violent as it is, I enjoy it. But the Bible Project on YouTube is illustrations. They explain chapters of the Bible where a kid literally could understand it, especially with the animation that accompanies it. So that's one of the first things I jump to after I read the scripture is I want an explanation of 1 Timothy. And it's they explain the book. So at this point in time, Paul had trained Timothy because he needed some assistance. Paul couldn't be everywhere at one time like the Lord, so he trained Timothy. And Timothy was sent by Paul to expose the truth since false teachers were in Ephesus. So he was sending Timothy where the problem was, because that needed to be fixed. And as we learned in teacher training class, that's one of the prevalent warnings in the Bible. Beware of the false teachers. So the Lord was letting us know that they're out here. And some of you, like Twig says, y'all see these jacklegs on TV, they're on the radio, they're everywhere, and they're telling you lies, foolishness. And you know what's sad is we follow it and we believe it because we don't read. We don't study. We can literally look. We have so many resources that we can put our hands on. I have a library of books, but I also have the internet. I also have my phone and computer. There's so many resources where if you have questions about the word, and there's so many people that you can turn to. Amen? Timothy spoke out against the false teachers, but also explains salvation, the love of Christ. Those teachers were spreading bad theology. Ultimately, what we believe as the church should shape how we live. Ultimately, what we believe, what we read about, what we hear about, we should live. Drawing your attention to verse 1, it says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. You guys just witnessed dedication of these babies. If you have no motivation for yourself, at least for them, to teach them the truth, and how you live, how you speak, how you walk, how you talk. I'm a father. I take it personal. with how people handle kids. I'm a former teacher in the classroom and a teacher in the church now. I care about what we do in front of these kids, because there's an old saying, kids don't do what you say, they do what you do. And that's true. I look at my relationship with my father, and a lot of times I sat and I listened to him and I watched him. And I was like, John. And then I watched my kids. John, definitely John. Especially that older. He's another clone, another representation of John. But he takes it to a higher level. I can't do $900 gym shoes. I won't. Shame on you. But pay attention, the Holy Spirit said that people would believe what they're saying and turn away from it. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. We just read that Satan disguises himself as light. See, I asked the question one time at a youth conference. I said, man, is the devil really that red, goofy looking cat that you see on the cartoons with the pitchfork and the horns? And you know what the preacher said? Because they answered the question. He said, no. Quite beautiful. He's appealing. Knows what to say and how to disguise himself to look like he represents the Lord. We have to remember, he was Lucifer first. So the demons will approach with what you like, what's appealing. If he hoop and holler and he, you know, I heard a preachers say, if you sing loud enough, it'll loosen your pockets. This was during offering time. And I was like, wait a minute. That ain't in the word. That's you trying to drum up these offerings. Deceptive. Demons ain't gonna come to you. Well, I ain't gonna say that, because they will come to you in their true form. Because I've experienced that, and it's different. See, that's why I can stand here brokenhearted. I can stand here grieving, because I know how good the Lord has been to me. I understand that if a demon comes, what to say and what to do. Jesus. They shudder at his name. That gets them in the wind. You know how somebody pulled a gun out back in the day and shot in the air? Everybody scattered? That's what happens when you toss Jesus out there to the demons. Oh, they shooting.
Right.
But understand that on the flip side, they're going to appeal to what you like. They're going to tickle your ear. Remember, Lucifer was in charge of praise. So I'm inclined to believe he can sing. He got the appearance. He can slide up on you real quick like he did in that garden and get you to believe something that ain't true. And if you're not spiritually inclined, yes, we are in these last times. The clock is ticking. Amen? Verse 2 says, these people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. I really can't add much to that, because we know hypocrites to be people that say one thing and do something totally different. And we know that people that lie totally against the truth. One of my prayers, because we family, I was good at lying to women to get what I wanted. Real good. My man laughing because he know what's happening. He totally lied to me. Hey girl, I really live. But I had to turn that over to the Lord because I said that's totally against what you represent. So help me, Lord, to be a truth teller. Even if it hurts feelings and it's brutally honest, help me to tell the truth. Because I don't want to attach myself to demons. That's their language. That's what Satan does. He lies and he slick and he move and maneuver and have you lost. Have you running off totally against the Lord. Because that's what he does. This whole thing is, yeah, you might be saved, but if I could just keep you off track and keep you out of your calling and your walk and doing the things that he instructed you to do, then I'm winning. Now, mind you, this is back in the day when Timothy is telling these folks at Ephesus this. Hey, let me tell you something. Paul and Timothy had a mission, same thing we have, to make disciples, to make learners of Christ, followers. It's our job. Spread the word, the good news. It's right here in the book. I know as humans we naturally complicate things, but it's right here in the Bible what you need to be doing. First you got to be saved. We'll get to that. Verse 3 says, they will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the truth. Back in those days, they did say it was wrong to be married and it was wrong to eat certain foods. And I've heard people say stuff like that. So it's like, I go back to there's nothing new under the sun. Because it isn't. We think that it's something new. We think because we got technology and the comforts of this life, we think God don't know what's happening. Come on now. This ain't nothing new. The game's still the same, just different players. We were born in this time, so we playing the game in this time. They were born in that time, they were playing the game in that time. I've heard people say, why get married? We could just be in a relationship. We love each other. It's not word. You in sin, that's what you're doing, you living in it. I've heard people say, I don't mess with pork, I don't eat meat, I don't do this, I don't do that. I say my grace and I get it in. Now honestly, certain things, yeah, I've had to cut back on because I'm getting older. 45, now I ain't 25 no more. So I can't eat 9 bacon sandwiches. Right. Eat one. And then I'm going to drink plenty of water to get it through my system so I can keep the party going for the rest of my work day. But people literally believe what these folks were saying because of the appearance. They dress nice. They smell nice. They were eloquent in their speech. And people were like, you know what? It's wrong to be married and to eat. I ain't eating that no more because Pastor such and such said that. And what does it say here? But God created those foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the truth. The absolute truth is the Word. Our elder brother Jesus, the Word. That's the absolute truth. Now, if you got certain food allergies or whatever, yeah, by all means, abide by that. But don't sit up here and tell me that I'm wrong. Because I like pig. To each his own, do your thing, but I'm gonna say my grace. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with this. Purify it and use it for good in this body. In Jesus' name, amen. Faithful people who know the truth. I'm looking around and the majority of us I know and have seen in this place. Time and time and time and time again. We should know the absolute truth. At least the good news, at the very least. And a lot of us read the word consciously and subconsciously. We should know better. When you hear the foolishness, your antennas should shoot straight up. when somebody coming with that nonsense, saying you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. If the word don't say it, guess what? They lying. And that's just the fact. Verse 4 says, since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. So in the beginning of Paul's conversion, you guys may remember the story where the sheep lowered with the different animals and different things, and Paul was like, and the Lord was like, eat. And it was stuff that they normally customarily wouldn't touch. And he was like, I don't fool with that, I don't fool with that, I don't fool with that. And the Lord was like, I made it. It's good. Just like we talked about in Sunday school. God made the light, and it was good. Everything about it, when we were young and we said that, God is good, God is great. That's the truth. What God made is good. Now, I grew up with a guy named Mr. Rucker. Mr. Rucker ate all kind of wild game. Ain't no telling what was on your plate if you stopped by his house. So how he would get me, he would grab some and put it on my lips and be like, taste this. So it's like, I gotta eat it because out of respect, that's how I was raised. If somebody offer you some food, you do what you gotta do. I'm chewing like, man, this is pretty good. Oh, that's coon. Okay. I've seen it by the garbage can, but didn't know they taste like spicy roast beef, but okay. Or then, you know, another time. Oh man, that's delicious. What's that? It's frog leg. I think I stepped on one at Alice's house. Okay. But guess what? I didn't die. I didn't get sick. It was all good. Amen? And I was thankful. It tastes pretty good, honestly. Verse 5 says, for we know it is made acceptable by the word of God and prayer. Two pieces that we need to cling on to. The word of God and communication with God. If you the Lord allowed me to take a step back and to examine how my father and I connected. And at every single turn, it was the Lord's instructions and my steps that put us together. My father didn't take the initiative to reach out to me. The last time, how we truly connected, he stopped by Alice's house and gave her his phone number. But before that, for us to connect, every single turn, the Lord instructed me and I followed. And I'm so thankful that I'm in communication with the Lord daily throughout the day, and that I know a few things about what his word says. So when I read, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He will tell you, go this way, turn that way, say this, don't say that. If you lock in and you just trust and lean in him. That's why Timothy could do what he did. That's why Paul could do what he did, because they didn't trust themselves. They were waiting on instruction from the Lord. So they could smell lies coming a mile away. They knew hypocrites at sight because the Lord revealed it to them. And I've heard pastors say it. I've heard Janice say it. I've heard others say it. The closer you draw to the Lord, the more he'll reveal to you. I don't trust my judgment. John's judgment would be, you know what, I think I'm going to take off today and a few days after that. Now, I am going to take a few days off, but after I take care of business. Because he's been good to me. He's given me a reason to trust him. He's given me a reason to communicate with him, to read his word, and to draw closer. Because truthfully, the Lord is all I got. My mother and father are gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of my extended mothers and fathers are gone. So I'm drawing closer and tighter to the Lord because I need to. And he's just, come on, baby, I got you. Amen? Verse 16 says, keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Paul is saying, look, dude, Timothy, you got to keep yourself in check because they're going to watch how you do, how you live, what you say. Guess what? Somebody's always watching you, whether you realize it or not. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. There are people who watch you. There are people who listen to you. There are people who adore you. There are people who can tell you your patterns better than you know. It is so imperative that we watch how we live and that we watch our mouths and what we say and watch what we do, especially for these youth. Because I had to hug a guy yesterday and told him, and I've been praying for him, whose son was murdered in Southwest Detroit earlier this week. And I just told him, Edmund, I'm praying for you, man. Y'all have my condolences. I'm truly praying for you. And he said, man, I appreciate it. So me and Edmund grew up together. We were just talking a few weeks ago about how he was happy that his son graduated from high school. See, when I look at an 18-year-old, that's a baby to me. Because I got a 16 and a 15-year-old, so they fast approaching that. But how we live as the village changes the world. But we don't believe it. We don't buy it. We don't accept what Jesus did. One man throughout history, his impact and his legacy is still growing, regardless of what you're doing or not. And that's the truth, saints. We traded the truth literally for lies. We believe what Facebook says more than the word. If somebody appeals to us or sound like or act like they know what they're talking about, we follow that foolishness. Time out for that. Amen? Look at Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 19. Remember, what we believe as the church should shape how we live. Romans 16, verses 17 through 19. Romans 16, 17, reading. And now I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests by smooth talk and glowing words that deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord. This makes me very happy. I want you to be wise in doing right and to stay innocent of any wrong. That's it right there. We have to be careful. We have to be very careful. And see, we know better. We know the word. The lion's share probably of this church, or all the people in this church, are probably saved. So what are we supposed to be doing? What do we accept as the truth? Nobody can tell me about Jesus that's contrary to what's in the word. And then to take it further to what I felt and dealt with my Lord on a personal level. I remember one time one of the mothers asked me at the church, how is it that no matter what you go through, you smile? Because I had a cast on my arm from breaking my finger. It was layoff, new father, mama sick, and this is all at the same time. And I said, it's the Lord. What I read about the Lord in the Word is the truth. What I know about the Lord in my life is the truth. So we shouldn't be quoting, and I hear this all the time, well, pastor said this, pastor said that. If pastor didn't get it from the Word, pastor could be preaching from a racing catalog up here. If you don't test it, because I know how he do. It'd be mufflers and transmissions, and I'd be like, man, wait a minute. That ain't John chapter 1. That's Jags chapter 1, page 87, where they got the exalts. Jags is a racing catalog for parts, for you non-car people. But what does it say? We have to be careful of false teachers, hypocrites, and liars. We know the truth is right here in the Word. But if you're not saved, you live in the lie. Because eternity is real. Heaven and hell, real. What Jesus did for you is real. And you don't have to believe me. I can show you in the Word. And if you don't even believe that, just take a breath real quick. The Lord just blessed you with another breath. If you're not saved and you want to make heaven your eternal home, see me in the back. Because your heart could stop right away. There are literally people that I've spoken to one day and then they're gone the next. And that's the truth. And I'm not the only one in this room that can say that. But I have confidence knowing that those people who left, those mother and fathers and extended family members and blood relatives, my mother, my father, they're waiting on me in glory. But that's because John got saved October 31st, 1987. I remember the date. Because it was important to me. That's when I was born again. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for exposing the truth and being the truth and being the Word, the absolute truth. We thank you for each and every one here. Lord, I pray that they're saved and that they're going to spend eternity with you. Eternity is a long time. Way more time than we get on this earth in these bodies. And I'm prepared to go to glory. And I hope that each and every one is in this room. And I thank you for this time on this earth to carry out the mission, to tell people about you, to expose hypocrites and liars and false teachers, but for us to be truth tellers, for us to be the light, for us to be the salt of the earth. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Even when we don't feel like it, we thank you for propping us up and breathing life into us and just holding on to us. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 9, 13 and 14 tells us that those that work in the temple receive their pay in the work that they do at the temple. And those that serve as a sacrificial offering receive their food for what they do at the sacrificial offering. God has commanded us in the same way that those who preach the gospel, we support those who preach the gospel. We'll take a ball for the preacher.
One of the things is that UPS is going to be having a job fair that's coming up. Let me get to my mail. Hold on a second. Sorry. Okay, yeah, UPS is going to be having a hiring event. August 9th. So this is stuff that's going to get posted sometime between what, today and tomorrow, Pastor, overall.
Yeah.
I sent something over, so it's going to get posted between today and tomorrow. So, okay. So, and they're hiring, their wages are from $15 to $21 an hour, and they tell you about it. It's a bunch of stuff. It's Texas Roadhouse out there, Beaumont or Taylor, Embassy Suites, they're looking for people. So it's a bunch of things out there. And then the other thing was that I found, the city of Detroit, if you're 18 to 25 and you want another opportunity, I post information, they're going to be doing like a training session in August. And the information is going to be out there. Concessi's, which is down there in Southgate, they're looking for help, and they're saying they want high school kids too. They just need help. And they're in Riverview on 4th Street. The Kroger Warehouse Manufacturing, they are looking for employees full-time, $18 to $22 an hour. Flat Rock Metal Incorporated, they're looking for employees and they're willing to train. So that's just some of the stuff that's out there. And then the new car wash that's on Dix across from the Myers, I believe they're doing free car washes until the day because they just opened. So, and then anybody who is a member of AARP, they start posting. If you can't get out and exercise, they have virtual exercise classes. Anybody who's interested in maybe retire, want to go back to work and do something, they have resume help and even help with job opportunities. So if you're a member of AARP, go out there and look and see what they, and see what opportunities they have for you. That's all. Thank you.
Just a couple other quick things. We have quite a few visitors this morning. I don't want to put you on blast, but if you just like to just raise your hand, you're visiting with us. I know a lot of you came because of the baby, dedication, a little communication. This church, we infuse everything into our service. So we're glad that you were with us today. Make sure you see the videos if you didn't get a chance to see Robin. I'm just messing with you. if you didn't get a chance to be here during the baby dedication, we are again so grateful. I got these names back up here because remember, you committed and dedicated yourselves to making sure that these little folks, as we, our minister preached so eloquently, know Jesus. Amen. By way of other announcements, next Sunday is August 1st. It's first Sunday. It's not just Communion Sunday. It is the first of four very special Sundays. You will have women bringing the word. One of them is a special guest. You'll meet her next week. And then you have Minister Sarah, of course. and then myself will be bringing, and we're going to just expose women in the scripture, because we know that right now it seems like women are really under attack in our nation and in our world. So we need to show what God says about women. Because, as he said, culture influenced more scripture, and now you're hearing more culture than scripture. But we who know the scripture need to say what the Lord says. Thus saith the Lord. So come out. Sunday school is on and popping. If you don't know, just don't know why you believe what you believe, you need to be here. Questions are on the back table. If you take them home and you realize I can't answer any of these questions, where should you be on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock? It's Sunday school, and we have the right teacher. We have Crystal teaching our Sunday school class for the next week or so. So come on out and give her a hard time. Your teachers are being trained because we, as Jonathan said, we do not want to ever fall into the category of being false teachers. We want to teach the truth. Mother Irma, wonderful to see you this morning. Mother Persia, always blessed. She gets up in here, and she get in her Sunday school class. Her and Mother Marilyn, they get up in here. Nico, is that you hiding behind all that?
Yes, it is.
It's good to see you, Nico. We've been praying for you, too. And for those who live in the River Rouge Ecorse Southwest Detroit area, what can you do? Pray. Bible says pray without ceasing. All the time, you driving down the street, pray. You hear about something, pray. Don't get on Facebook gossiping, joining in, releasing a bunch of balloons into the air that ain't gonna do nothing. Your prayers get better than a balloon. The balloon ain't never getting to heaven. It's gonna choke up some animals. But your prayers get to heaven. We need to pray for our police departments, for all the other departments that are in our neighborhoods right now. But again, and look, if you see something, say something. We going, I don't know, okay, how many of you all know that if you died right now, where you would spend eternity? Good. So why are you scared? Why are you scared of little Johnny and little Jimmy running around here playing pew pew in the streets? Tell them, because if they get in jail, maybe they'll come to know Jesus and not spend eternity in hell for the murders that they're committing. Okay, that's my little soapbox today. So let us pray. That's why we here dedicating these little folks. I got their names up here. Because we don't want them growing up having to duck bullets or become the ones who use bullets in the wrong way. We want them to come up to be the ones that God called them. I see our junior praise team has assembled. So as you're standing to your feet, how we declare his name? Not by what we say, but how we live. Because if you say something and you don't do it, hypocrite. And a special thank you to all of you all. Yay. For our girls are back at school. And we're just grateful. You know what you are.
Oh,
I love these kids. Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters, and may God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness. May God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.